Look, so I had to think. I was like, okay, Anthony, how is this helping? Because same thing, we was going through that same pattern of maybe on a roll to all of a sudden next semester we get comfortable, we fall completely off. Like, I'm talking about like to a C. Like, C's average enough. Say I'm not one of those dictators like, oh, that you have to get A's or B's. That's what we're striving for. I told him, yeah. I said, look, reach for the stars, so if you fall, you land on the cloud. Right? So if reach for, you're going to shoot for excellence. Because if you don't miss it, you still clearly hit that same.
But you could tell him that. But at the same time, this is where the problem lies at.
When they don't want
to fail. He was only making those grades because what? You was helping him.
Right.
But they have not sustained that effort throughout. So therefore, mm-hmm. he only makes it when we're helping them. They only make that. Same thing with Chloe. She was only making that when I was helping her. But when I backed off thinking she was going to sustain that energy,
right? So
it dropped. So you have to teach them how to sustain that. And how do you teach them how to sustain that?
Did you realize that you are a champion? Yeah, right.
Yes, I did.
So I packed it up and bought it.
Back to the crib. Uh-huh.
Just a little something to show you how we
live.
Everybody wanted, but it seems so serious.
That, mm-hmm.
That's that stuff. Here we go.
I was going to say, you know what coming after that part, Rashad?
I was going to see how far he's going to take it.
As far as I need
Let's
to
get the podcast started, man. We got things we got to do.
Episode number 37, we coming back.
Talk
you.
To the people.
Pops and Socks, we here.
You said, what episode is this?
Live.
37.
37, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 37.
That's what 36. We almost there. We almost
52
that.
Mark.
Hold it, Mark. Whoo, Jesus. We're going for number 52.
Yeah, that's whole year.
Hey, guys. It's been a good week. How's our weeks been? We getting right into it.
It's been straight. It's been
with
straight.
With the gritty.
It was all right, yeah, you know.
It was all right.
It's been straight.
I got some discrepancy me and Makari said we want to bring to the podcast.
Survive.
Just trying to survive. Oh, yeah, we survived out here. Makari brought it perfect. His socks. Nah. Uh-huh.
Had to wear this for a reason.
So last night, we're going to go straight into it. These kids.
Straight into it, man.
Listen.
We said.
It's been parents. A while since I wanted to put my hands on my son.
Oh, man. Look.
I don't know why it bothered me so much. So last night, we went to go see that new Ant-Man movie. Shout out to Makari.
Which was straight.
It was good.
It was good. It was all right.
Yeah, it was straight. So again, last second, my son decided he wanted to tell his friends or tell the neighborhood that he going to the movies.
My fault, brother. Go ahead.
What is happening? Shaka, you're the one bringing all kinds of disorder today. Your body bringing disorder.
Come on, bro. Bring us out there like that. Go ahead.
Anyway, he invited the whole neighborhood. So all of a sudden, two of his friends wanted to go. I'm that you same parent. Yes. Look, I said, yeah, you got your own money?
As long as you got your money.
They're like, all right, cool. So be nice when I get there. I pay for the tickets. But that's it. If y'all want any extra of y'all popcorn, y'all got to pay that.
Y'all got.
Look, first of all, this little boy's devastated. His stuff came up $26. He about passed out.
Yeah. You feel that?
That's your small popcorn.
You feel that?
Bro, he got two small popcorns and a
little. Where you get two smalls?
He got.
Why don't you get a medium?
He got two smalls. And two drinks.
Educate my boy.
That's not my problem.
That's like when your child asks for five quarters over the dollar. I mean, over the $2.
Yep. 5 quarters is $2?
When you ask for five quarters.
The math wasn't mathing.
They would rather have the 5 coins
than
the $2.
No.
They'd rather have 5 things than 2.
Yeah. So
they don't realize
that's on him. I pay for the ticket. We were already late trying to get in because, again, they over here diddly-dallying, running around. I know.
Yeah, me and Brittany was wondering because we got in there. It was like, "Yo, did they go to the right movie? The movie about to start." I'm like, "We probably got there about 5 minutes before the movie's about to start." As in, we seen the credits and everything, and we was sitting around like, "Yeah, previews." So we was wondering, like, "Yo, where's Jones at?
Look,
did he make it to the right movie?"
Basically, me and Santana fighting for our lives. I'm trying to make sure pregnant lady with her popcorn that she's okay. Then my son and his crew, I said, "Yo, y'all gonna eat?" Because they're persisting and standing in a line that they don't need a stand in. That's a word in itself. But I'm literally standing in line like, yo, y'all get right here. What are y'all doing? We're waiting to apply for popcorn. I said, why would you stand in line over here? And I'm clearly standing in front of the register.
Come on now.
So I said, whatever you get. And I heard him say the 26 something. I was like, ooh, that looked kind of high. I said, shouldn't it be cheaper? But I was too, I ain't gonna lie, the movie's about to start. I didn't have time to argue it. Kid was swiping. Yeah, kid was swiping. He was devastated. But listen. I don't know the last time you went to the movies with your children or kids in general. I don't know what I was expecting. Actually, I knew what I was expecting. Quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
peace. Everybody in tune to the movie.
Excited about the movie.
Right? Mm-hmm. Kari brought his to Group A, as he likes to call it.
Group A. I brought Group A out there for the first time ever.
Right? So we all the kids sit together. We live, right? We having a good time watching it. Listen, my son, I don't think he's doing it. The first time, I don't think he's doing it on purpose. After a while, I was ready to punch him because I thought he was doing it on purpose. He's just being a jerk now. So all of it, out of nowhere, it get quiet just like this on the most quiet part. Trying to open his bag of candy, you know it's bad. Again, I try to ignore it, and then I was like, "Yo, it didn't click to me. It was my son too. I was like, "Who was trying to open this whatever this is back here?" I turn around and he's over here looking at me like, "Sorry." I said, bro, just open the box. Like, just open it. He's like, he got it. He said, I'm good. I said, all right, cool. You know, it's a little annoying, but it's like, cool. Then 5 seconds later, again, on pivotal point, watching the movie, really in this room, I hear his friend, they got an icy or a slushy.
Icy.
Smack the icy in 10 seconds. All I hear.
Bro, that was Kari.
That was Kari?
That was Kari. I was hot, bro.
Slurping.
First of all, because I had talked to Kari before, because Kari is a type. He will ask you a million questions on a movie y'all both seen together for the first time. Hey, Dad, what is that? So I told him before we got there, I said, son, do not ask me no questions during this movie. While this movie is rolling, you keep your mouth shut. You fill it with popcorn and juice. So don't say nothing to me. Hold all questions till after the end of the movie. Fact. Please.
Right.
That's what I do.
Look, so, God, but, God. I mean, so, what? Okay. All right, he ain't got that yet.
See the whole but the slurping was definitely my son. I looked, I said, who is? I think, who is? Because then I started to feel bad for the other people that's
right,
around.
It wasn't that packed.
So Kari just slurping. I said, look, Kari, stop, put the drink on.
Like
now, Brittany getting loud, and now I'm sitting here trying to because Kari's slurping.
Really.
I told her, you got to tell Kari to stop. I looked down and said, Kari, stop. She didn't hear me. He's still slurping because he's slurping so loud. That's why he couldn't hear me.
Kari, stop.
Look, so then Brittany had to get loud and say, I said, Brittany, you too loud too. Look, yeah. Now we're looking dysfunctional as a whole.
We and Kari look very dysfunctional as a cohesive unit yesterday. If you were in that 705 V-Week of Ant-Man, we are so sorry.
Y'all make me glad I made the right decision.
And not only that, right after that,
power through and show up.
Right after that, so we had people sitting in front of Chloe and Kari. Chloe had the nerve.
Y'all going to church? Okay, that's fine. I love you.
Peace out,
are you going to tone? Matter of fact, you can tell the world what she was doing yesterday in the movie theater.
Wilding.
Black guys, black knocked off.
That's what we about did. When that bag of that
I need my money. Look, huh? I about called the clerk and told him to kick him out.
I was about to go. All of them. I was really about to go get him. I said, we have a disturbance here. Who is it?
You mean
my son.
Wow.
Get them all out.
All of them got to go.
Sorry, Isaiah.
All right. You I love you, son. Better. I still love you.
Well, while we was there, like I said, Chloe and Kari had somebody sitting in front of them. That's why, like I said, I really wanted them to kind of be on their best behavior and be quiet. That way they didn't disturb the people because the people looked a little bit older. Yeah. Now, granted, I did see the guy sneaking the sheets drink from there. I ain't gonna lie.
Listen,
that ain't no worth it.
But that's not the situation, though.
Chipotle, you snuck in Chipotle.
And guess what? About those sheets, and guess what? I finessed last night.
What'd you finesse?
Arby's.
Arby's in there.
At least that's a silent food. I don't. If you sneak in a silent food, I don't care. But like,
when you hear that, listen. So imagine things of candy. So, Corey, continue with your story. I'll go ahead and continue.
So, like I said, the people in front of us, and like I said, I was trying to make sure my kids were on their best behavior, which is my fault because I put that much trust into my kids. It's my fault, though. I take responsibility for that. I should have sat behind the people. Look, Jesus. I look over.
I did see this
I
part.
I see Chloe had her feet on the back of the people's seat.
Gangsterly.
While the person was in front of
yes,
him?
Yes, sir.
While the person.
Listen.
I said, dear God.
I did turn around.
I said, and I promise you right now. Look, I said, but you better say something. I said, you better say something. Cause I promise you right now, I would have took my heel and dug it straight into her shins.
Get your feet
all the way down out there. I said, yo, how disrespectful are you?
That's very disrespectful.
Like, I'm telling you, because this is what had me so hot. The fact that I paid for the movie.
Uh-huh.
I paid for their movie.
Yep.
I paid for their popcorn.
Yep.
I paid for them to have a drink with their popcorn because their mouth is going to get dry.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Big fact.
Look here, I paid for the gas to get to the movie. Wow. And then they had the nerve.
The unmitigated gall.
Look, to sit there and disrupt the movie that I'm trying to watch. Like, maybe I need you to sit down there. I need you to be absent. That's
they
what
didn't
I
know, man.
Okay, so.
I can understand they fire.
No,
cool.
But like, maybe. If she didn't know that it's not common courtesy or etiquette
you not know
to
that?
Put your foot on the back, you just simply don't know that.
Okay, have the common decency not to talk in church. It's the same thing.
But don't. If you're in the movies, 9 times out of 10, you put your feet on the back of somebody's seat, especially when you were at Tinseltown. So maybe she didn't think that having somebody sit in that seat, it would bother them. Again,
I hit your face with this microphone.
Yeah, take off your hood out there.
I did.
You need to bring yourself to the light.
Put yourself in a 9-year-old.
Put your face
state.
On camera. Nah, put your face
it's
on
not
camera.
Shot. She's 10. She's 10.
I never put my feet on the back of my feet.
Even when we went to the movies by ourselves,
think about you. Right when we were out here in our prime, acting a plumb fool in the movie theater,
we never
crossed my mind to put my feet on the back of somebody's seat while they're sitting there. Because if somebody did it to me. We'll put it this way, security, better come get them because it's about to be altercation in this place.
Well, you want to turn around and be like, hey, dog, get your feet off.
I don't have to.
No!
If I had to turn around and do that, I'm already. Put it this way, if I had to turn around and tell you that, I'm at a 9 already. Like, I'm going to give it a buck with you. I'm already at 9. And if you say anything like, if you swirl your eyes, breathe heavy, right. I promise you, I might be on your head all top. Right.
Okay, so, bro, how would you handle it? You sit in a movie theater. And you just feel your seat go up a little bit. You see somebody got their feet on the back of your seat.
Oh, I told you.
I asked you if I wanted to fight. It's right there.
Real talk.
How do you handle that?
You don't.
you don't. Take it? So how should the adult have handled it?
I'm telling you right now.
Hey,
because they didn't know.
How it should go. So hey, excuse me, sir. Or man.
The open spot in the chair. Like, you know, your seat here.
Yeah, right there.
She had her foot right there. So it's right there to where if my man would have literally just turned around,
it would have been foot.
He would have seen a size 7
in his grill.
In his grill, right there.
To be fair, also that same guy, I think he dropped his phone like 4 times. That was him dropping his stuff. I was like, good gracious.
I did look. I said, yo.
Huh?
Is that the kids? Or was that person?
Oh, both. Okay. So I know. So.
I'm never going to the movies with y'all again.
So when Bukari left, I was already low key at a 7. I said I'll never do it again.
As
Bukari came talking to me, I said, "Well, all right, maybe feel a little bit better. Make sure with a smile."
I was on 10 because I got high because Brittany was asking a little bit of questions. I said, "Brittany, I really want to say, hey, shut up."
But
my spirit was saying, shut up.
Expeditiously.
But what I had to do was to calm myself down. Brittany knows that. Look, she kept asking me questions.
Yeah.
And she kept talking to me. Like, what is that? And I looked at her, I said,
hey, dog.
Is she like talking in like a whisper? Is she whispering?
No, so.
I don't mind questions. I can ask you a question.
You don't mind questions?
No.
I can't stand when I'm into a movie and somebody, like I said, I don't know.
Because you're trying to figure it out yourself.
I'm trying to figure it out, dog. I don't know. We seen it together for the first time.
I get that.
Like, it's different if it's on Disney Channel, on the Disney Plus app, and I've seen
stop,
it.
Replay.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go back and check it out together.
Yeah, you can pause it and be like, okay, this is what this means.
Yes. I got one chance to figure this out, son.
Exactly.
If I look at you, I just miss something important.
The same way.
So, like I said, they're in the movie. They're in the movie.
Oh my goodness!
Let me enjoy this. It was a time she kept talking to me. I literally got, like I said, I got her a cup of popcorn. Uh-huh. I filled up a popcorn, handed it to her. I said, "Eat."
Yeah. Wow.
Look, eat
yourself.
I said because if your mouth is full, you can't talk to me. And I hate to be disrespectful, but at the same time, I paid too much money for this, dog.
You went to the cheap theater.
But it's still, look.
You know how much popcorn is, though? You know, just hear what I had to say?
Bro,
me and Brittany split a popcorn and 2 drinks. The kids split a popcorn and a drink.
You easily,
on top of the movie.
You easily spent about $80 right there, almost 60 or
and if you would have went to the Pinnacle, you dropping a seat.
I would have swung on him if I would have been
in there. Oh, bro. And I ain't going to talk about the seats, though.
Listen,
Kobe had me hot with that.
Really?
I was like, oh my, see, yo.
What it is.
Yo.
That's all right. I said, it'd be at the worst time. Like, what's she doing with my I'm like,
to be fair, she didn't know on that one, though. Like, it wasn't that she was doing it on purpose like on said, that
you,
one.
When you go to, and I hope they know this now, but they'll never know with me anymore.
Management.
I hope they know this for the next time they go with their friends. It's best to be as quiet as possible. That's why if you have any questions, hold all questions to the end of the show.
I think we didn't explain that because I didn't explain this either. Because I thought, same thing. I expect my son's friends are 10, 11, 12. Yeah. We all same age group. We know we've been common
sense. A little bit.
So same thing. When you talk about the drink situation,
yeah.
My guy, young Jordan, he's right behind me. Look, I hear. And then Santana, she was really what she's trying to do the whole wife pat.
That makes it worse though. I ain't
gonna lie. Look, really? You know the wife pat where she gives, she knows that you hot. She just trying to keep you like, oh, hey. she's trying to give you, it's okay, baby. Yeah, she's trying to give you, it's okay, baby.
Hey,
or she'll give you a squeeze when I feel the trigger. She's like, hey, no, don't chill out of here.
Ain't gonna do that forever.
But then
it ain't gonna last forever.
I know for sure she's doing her very best. She was fantastic. But I will say, part of me more triggered when she did that. Makes me want to look at your hands off me. No, they need to know. No, so then finally, so he got down to the last of it. If you have an ice, you know you try. People are trying to take the lid off of it.
Use that spoon,
bro. It's a scoop at the bottom of it.
Right, that's what they have it for.
Yep.
This man, he apparently has never had an icy a day in his life. Oh, he cannot get that lid off. All I hear is, and look, finally I stopped, and you see me like do the slow motion turn. Bruh.
I kept seeing Anthony's seat lean back further. So, oh, he about to yell at kids again. He about to yell at kids.
Look, I'm
it was a couple of times I was looking out saying, he better get on them kids. He better get on them kids.
Can't even pay attention.
So, they time it up perfect when the whole theater and everything is not when the action, when guns and lasers and stuff are exploding.
Yeah.
But they just do it when, did you hear that? Do you want to know the quantum secret? And then you're leaning in. Are you kidding me? So then I turned around. He said, I can't get the lid off. I snatched it. I pulled the lid off one time. I was like, here. He said, sorry, I couldn't get the lid off. And everybody looking at him. So then right around, Isaiah gets it going, rattling with that candy again.
Oh,
now, mind
man.
You, this time it's open.
That one was loud, though. I ain't gonna
lie. Listen.
That one was loud.
Is this a bag or is it not a box anymore?
It's a bag.
Like, they don't give you the boxes?
No, this one. This one.
I think it was like Airheads or whatever. At this point, like, I was looking at Jones like, yo.
No.
Hey, dog.
No, listen.
Loud.
Loud, dog.
Okay. I didn't even hear the movie. It was that loud.
So,
wow. Turn my headphones up, B.
So, listen. So, it's only halfway funny now because I was out of it.
Yeah.
But then, again, I turn around. I look to him because, again, these are his friends. I can't hit him. I can't touch them.
Wow.
But him, I said, Anthony, if he says another P, I promise you, I'm going to get up, I'm going to snatch him out of this movie, and we're going to have a discussion. Now, I mean, discussion, I mean, all you're going to hear in the middle of that hallway, I'm really going to be disturbing.
Shut up.
Look, so he's messing, he's like, I looked at him, he's like, I can't get it open. And look, fine. I said, bro, won't you, like, I'm thinking, like, after we got to the car, I said, why don't you just pour it in your hand? He said, because I didn't think of that. I said, the stuff you think you had to explain to your kids. But anyway, so that's what made me mad. Then finally got to the point, asked Picard, all you see me is, give it to me. Give them to me. Give it to me. Yes, give it to me.
My man reached back. Like just behind the seat.
Give it to me.
Did you not give him back?
Snatch me. I think they're still sitting underneath that seat in the theater.
Wow.
They're still sitting underneath that theater.
Oh,
and
man.
Then, like you said, it didn't help. And you know, all you hear is,
every again, single time.
That wasn't them. That wasn't them doing it on purpose. I will say that one. I'll let that one slide because them sleeps are a little.
Trying to get comfortable.
Yeah, there was a little.
Only reason I didn't let it slide because everything that led up to that.
But then.
Everything that led up to that. That's why I didn't let it slide.
Oh, yeah. That was. It was.
Like, I'm beyond upset. I'm pissed off at this point.
At this point,
hey. I was pissed off.
Y'all really didn't. You really can't even say you really enjoyed the movie.
I enjoyed it.
I liked the movie, but I didn't get to enjoy it like I wanted to
I liked the movie. I didn't have a good experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before then.
Got it.
I would have rather took
Tatiana was great.
B.
She was giving me the couple the love taps chill. Just okay. Hey, give me the
ain't nothing worse than when somebody so calm touch you. Especially when you angry and somebody calm touch you.
It forces you to try to calm down.
Because now you feel like you done failed the situation.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Now I'm a failure. Call but now that, look, now that I'm a failure, I'm going to go ahead and just go off the deep end now.
Y'all.
That's how you now feel. Since I'm here, I might as well go off the deep end.
But yeah, when Bakari told Courtney Garfield that seat, I was screaming. He said, how come John there?
Were they in that row right in front of you guys?
Yeah, so if let's say I'm here.
Yes, they're sitting right there.
I'm Chloe, car is here. You got a seat here and a seat here in front of car.
No, I'm saying where the kids in front of you.
They were sitting right beside me. So it was me, Brittany, Kari.
Good reach over.
Yeah. Oh,
no. But if I
she wasn't close enough to him. That's all I can say. Good. She better be glad. Because it was Brittany, Kari, and then Chloe.
That might have been it. We might have messed up. Next time we know how to do it, we're going to sit next to our children. Because there wasn't enough seats during that time during our rows. Sure. But
parent, child, look, but, child, parent, child,
about,
parent,
about
child,
to be a, look.
I'm not going to the movie with you guys no more.
We about to go to bowl.
If I bring my kids, then don't go. But guess what? I ain't going to ever bring them again, Shot.
If we go to the movies, I'm going to the drive-in. We got to be in separate cars.
First of all, I ain't going to.
Y'all just be 200 minutes driving at this point.
I feel like I'm better than driving.
And then, I think what the reason you're trying to like not keep be disturbing to everybody else because we've all been in that movie experience before with somebody just being a plain jerk and just acting a fool like they've been nowhere.
Yeah.
Also, I'm be honest with you, this is the dad of me. This is the Bakari. I can't even say husband yet, but maybe in the future.
Yeah.
But dad or husband to me. If somebody, let's say, if our kids are wrong. Uh-huh. But if somebody turn around and says something to them, no matter what they say, now I gotta go check you for sure.
100%.
Even if I know they are 100%. Wrong, I'm trying to, and that's what part of me is trying to diffuse that situation, bro. Chill, because if somebody say something to them, forget all of what you just did. Now I gotta go snap and do what handle this person or this situation. Forget all the other stuff. Now we all get thrown out of the movie because you couldn't hold your candy wrapper in your bag acting a blown fool.
That's why you gotta react the same way that you would want somebody to react. To your kids.
Shut up.
Man. And I was saying different situations because I did go to a movie with Carl. I went to the Sonic movie.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was me, Carl, and there was a couple kids up there at the time. But I mean, like I said, literally went there. Carl can talk all you want to.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. Look, kids movie. I was still invested.
Were other kids talking?
Kids was having a blast in that bad boy. Okay. I ain't never seen a group of kids
winning wrong.
Root for Sonic.
They were like,
so,
go!
Oh my goodness,
those are the fun ones.
They was hyped. Yeah. So, like I said, I didn't care because of the environment.
Yeah,
but when you go to, like I said, when you go to a, it was like a PG-13.
Yeah, sure.
PG-13
movie. It wasn't rated R version, but they had a couple words on that, bro.
He kept saying the D word.
Yeah, bro, I was getting high. I was like, come on. I said,
who was saying it came?
Nah, it was a scene in the movie where they kept saying
Mudok.
Yeah.
Mudok and Casey kept saying that.
I said, I'm a kid's in here and over here cussing like, now I'm looking like a bad father. And I said, man, because look, it was a day. Wow. Pray for us. So, y'all, hey Pop Socks fan, pray man. For us.
But one thing you did talk about, though, you was talking about that candy. And I want to form a question off of this. So, you was talking about, you know, how you said, why don't you just pour it in your hand? And he said, I never thought of that. Have we sat there?
Roundhouse my kid for that second. What he said to me, Nelson.
Sat there and tried to aid our kids through life so much that they feel that they cannot do something if their fathers or their parents' hands are not involved?
Yeah, I realized personally, I did not realize how much I was of a helicopter parent. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. In certain situations, certain things, I think certain experiences I've had, it came from good intentions or whatever, but it. Again, we realize for us, we didn't grow up with fathers, right? And I think sometimes I overcompensate by being so hands-on, so active because I didn't have mine in my life that sometimes I don't give him enough room to make mistakes because that's the last thing I want him to do. I mean, as a parent, if you could avoid all my kids from making mistakes.
I would say make his own decisions.
So, yeah,
because not every decision he makes is going to be a mistake. It might be different from ours, but it won't be a mistake.
Yeah, I can say that, but I'm in that nature that goes against my whole flesh.
Yeah.
That goes against all my flesh.
Your face.
What?
For drinking a whole bunch of oxygen.
What you talking about? Cup, man. What you talking about, man?
Don't do that.
I asked up in there.
Don't do that, man. This ain't no talk show.
Can't be a sitcom. Hey, man, look, relax, man. Look, I had something in there.
Nah, man, don't do that.
I was sipping on opportunity.
Sipping on opportunity.
That's disrespectful. But sorry, I think when it comes
sponsored by Pops and Socks.
I don't think it's about babying kids because the kids don't know what they don't know.
Very true.
Because we've been on this earth for 30 plus years, we have just found the most effective and efficient ways to do a bunch of things.
Facts.
To Isaiah, that was the most effective and efficient way to get that candy until you showed him a more efficient way. So hopefully next time when he's presented that next opportunity, he does it your way because he's found a more effective way to do something.
Yeah. But
kids are going to make those decisions for themselves. And to Isaiah, at that very exact moment in time, just like we as adults make a bunch of decisions, we do it the most effective way we know how until somebody else presents us a new way to do it. And hopefully we take that new way.
Big facts, Shaka.
Very, look, very true. And that's why,
where's like, wisdom, even, Shaka G?
Even with all that being said, like I said, because I ain't going to discredit nothing. Well, I'm going to say with all that being said.
Yeah.
You know, I still feel that sometimes we can put our hand too much into it because I know for a fact my kid won't trust his own
decision making.
I guess, yeah, my kid won't trust his own decision making if I don't somewhat help him out with it. So he won't feel as confident in it if I don't have my hand in it. 100%. And I felt like, you know, I'm not gonna say crippling my son, but I'm just gonna say I felt like I'm somewhat depriving him of him. I guess I'm depriving him of him finding out who he is by himself, or letting him travel his own journey. So therefore, if I'm always constantly doing something for him or helping him out instead of letting him figure it out, I feel like he's never going to be able to learn how he thinks. He's going to think how I want him to think. So therefore, there's sometimes where I will let Kari think for himself.
What about Chloe?
Even Chloe. Like, Chloe, I do it more with Chloe than I do with Kari.
Okay.
And I let Chloe make her own mistakes. Just like even with school, like, there was a time I kept having my hand in her schoolwork, and therefore she wasn't, like I said, it was always just a constant battle. But one thing I learned is once I took my hand out of it, I let her have to fail. I had to let her fail because when I let her fail, that's when she realized, okay, this is on me. See, before I knew I could sit there and slack off, and my dad would sit there. Yeah, he'll get on me, but eventually he'll end up helping me out and doing the work for me. Or not doing the work for him, but helping me.
You said right. Work. Doing the work for me.
Look, help do the work.
I can see you got so bad. But you know what? It's 8, it's 5, she, 12, 13, 10.
But see, the thing is, when she realized that, because there was a time she kept asking for help, I said, no, I'm not going to help you because I don't help if you're not even going to sit there and look. Like, when you look at the paper and say, I need help, no, I'm not going to help you. But when I see you.
Do that with you?
What?
Growing up, did your mama not help you with your homework?
Oh, she helped me, but I got a backhand after that, too.
Put yourself in their shoes.
I did, but at the same time, who was I thinking like? Was I thinking like me?
Yeah, you were thinking like you, too.
No, because I never, I did not learn how to. There's a lot of things I didn't pick up on because I did not learn how I needed to learn. My mom was trying to show me how she learned, which was not effective for me. I'm not like my mom. I'm not like my dad. Therefore, I have a different learning ability than my mother and my father. Or I'm saying my mother because she raised us up.
Yeah.
So therefore, how she was trying to teach me, I wasn't grasping a hold of because she was trying to teach me how she learned it. Therefore, that's when I went to school and somebody was able to connect with me on a different level to teach me how to learn a way that I can understand. And not saying that, you know, the way my mom learns is wrong. I'm just saying she had to let go of her, she had to let go of her willpower so that I can finally think for myself and figure stuff out by myself.
So to answer your question, like, when is, like, if you have too much hand in it, I think, like you said, you have to be honestly an open enough parent to be, and I say self-aware first and foremost, to let you know, like you said, that was hard for me to, when I say that, that I'm a helicopter parent. I think one of the ways that it kind of triggered me, I was sitting on the couch, and I always shout out my son with a bunch of love and affection. Absolutely. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to kiss him. I'm going to love on him.
Other than the movie, though, right?
Yeah, or that movie that day, I was ready. Look, he's about to catch right. He's about to catch these holy hands, and I don't mean to pray either.
He's gonna get showered or something, but it was gonna be blessings.
But no, he we were sitting here and we were talking, and I said, "Do you I said, "Do you mind? Do you like when I kiss or hug you stuff all or whatever?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Not really, not all the time." He said, "I appreciate it." Listen, listen. I said, "My chest." Look. Did it hit my soul? Yes, I would have said. I said,
"Well, then get out."
So that's I probably said that. I was like, "Get out there, your mom. Your ear great. How dare you?" But truthfully, I did understand where he's coming from. I was like,
wow.
I said, "Oh my gosh!" I said, "My baby's not really a baby anymore."
Nope.
Like, you.
That's awkward though.
Huh?
Like, yeah. I think about it. Was your mom still kissing you in middle school?
Yeah.
You sicko.
I'm also.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
What's wrong with you? Who hurt you?
My mother.
That's fairly. Miss Davon, I don't have to fool you.
There was none of that.
Like I said, I'm
but no. Just like y'all kept just like y'all kept y'all's household 78. Like I was really concerned for y'all's upbringing. What y'all was like, what?
I'm saying though.
78 degrees. But anyway, like again, my mom would make sure that I always felt loved and concerned. And I said, Anthony, now you have to. So I had to reevaluate how he needed to be loved and cared for versus how I felt.
So right. What was that? You had to evaluate how he needed to feel loved.
For
not
sure.
Not how he wants to be loved.
Right.
But you felt like how he needed to be loved.
Right. And some.
So I think that was a good thing when you said, you know, do you still want me to, do you feel awkward when I do this? So now you kind of understanding how he wants to be loved.
Right. He wants to, and like I said, he's where he's growing, he's a young man and stuff, and I realize I can't be kissing him. I think I'd be weird too if he was like 25. I love you, son. Give me a hug.
Some people still do it though.
I mean, I still 100%. Get my. I would never put. I'm not a. Never be ashamed of hugging, loving, kissing on my child.
Yeah.
To the day that I die, and if you're one of those weird people, I'm praying for you. I hope you found that same love and connection one day.
Mm.
But I also had to realize. I said, okay, Anthony, what does that mean for you? That means, like you said, for something for his grades, and as much as it drives me crazy, because a part of me, like you said, if you take it personal, just like when you help them, what do we get? Oh, we got an A. Yeah, right. When you get a B, C, or a D or lower, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, how'd you get this?
Yeah, what do we do? Look, so I had to think. I was like, okay, Anthony, how is this helping? Because same thing, we was going through that same pattern of AB honor roll to all of a sudden next semester we get comfortable, we fall completely off. Like I'm talking about like to a C. Like C's average enough. Say I'm not one of those dictators like, oh, that you have to get A's or B's. That's what we're striving for. I told him, I said, look, reach for the stars. So if you fall, you land on the cloud. Right? So if reach for, you're going to shoot for excellence. Because if you don't miss it, you still clearly hit that same.
But you could tell him that. But at the same time, this is where the problem lies at.
When they don't want
to fail. He was only making those grades because what? You was helping him.
Right.
But they have not sustained that effort throughout. So therefore, he only makes it when we're helping them. They only make that. Same thing with Chloe. She was only making that when I was helping her. But when I backed off thinking she was going to sustain that energy,
right? So
it dropped. So you have to teach them how to sustain that. And how do you teach them how to sustain that? Just like with the eagle.
Consistency.
Disrupt the nest. Kick them out.
Let them
soar.
Yep.
And eventually you're going to fall and hit sharp rocks.
So before you got there, that's exactly what's really like reason for happening. I told him, I looked him, sat on the couch. He sat right where Shaka is. And I told him, I said, son, I said, it breaks my heart when I say this. I said, just say it breaks my heart. I feel like I wish I had DJ Khaled in the background. But I told him, I said, son, it doesn't matter if daddy was, I can't want this for you. Mm-hmm. You, if you don't want it, then that's it. I said, I will always be here to help guide and direct you and love you. I said, but if you don't want it, as for sake of say for you having good grades or you wanting this particular thing, I said, that defeats the purpose, son. And then I've done you a disservice by making sure that I'm holding your hand along the way. And because now, and it doesn't come from maliciousness. It comes from, I want you to be great. I want you to be loving, kind. Same thing God does with us. I mean, I look at, that's how you think, well, what would Jesus do or whatever parent. I get so much revelation from my son and how he parents and God, how sees me. He says, it's the exact same thing as what I want for you. Here's some things I trust you in. I'm going to walk you hand in hand with. Like when you first saved, right?
Yeah.
God, you getting so much revelation and understanding and wisdom, and so many people are coming around you to encourage and build you up, right? Just like a baby. I said it right. at a certain point, who doesn't love a baby? No matter what, even if you don't know the person or not, you're going to, oh my gosh, how old is he or she? What's their name? When was they born? Do they sleep at night? And they're offering you so much advice.
Every single day.
But when you're, the closer, the older, the more you mature in age, right? If those same people were doing the same thing, I'm talking about, hi, pumpkin, at 15, 30, yes, you'd be like, excuse me?
Got a job to pumpkin.
Hi, look, hi, look, talking that baby talk to him, you would be like, pumpkin, I hate you. Same thing God does with us. A certain thing he matures us with. And it feels like, I remember my mom, when I turned right at like 18. Like, I went from being her baby boy to her middle man. She's like, all right, son, these are things that you need to do, blah, blah, blah. And at one point, I felt hurt because I thought she didn't love me no more compared to how she was showing me that.
Yeah.
And I really took it to heart. I'm like, and I really was mad and I was kind of bitter about it. I was like, what is your problem? Why are you doing XYZ? She said, son, you're a man now. Like, it's not like, I know you.
So?
Look, so that's what I was saying. So? Any help, Donna? She said, I'm here to help you, but there's some things that I can't teach you. First of all, as a woman.
Yeah.
Right? Naturally. That I can't teach you how to be a man on. She said, I'm so sorry. You know, these things over here. Yeah. But I truly believe God put other people in my life to help me along those bridges, those gaps. But same thing. There's things I had to learn and grow and fail on that I honestly didn't want my son to go through. So I was kind of hovering to make sure he didn't make any mistakes. So daddy's got you, you burn yourself out.
You do. Because what's going to end up happening? Your kid going to keep coming to you for questions. Because I tell you, that's what Kari does. Hey, dad, can I do this? So you know, you ain't got to ask me. Can I go look? Because I remember the time he asked me one time, hey, dad, can I use the bathroom? Son, you don't gotta ask me to use the bathroom.
And you low-key offended. Like, why would you ask me to use the bathroom?
So I mean, like I said, when we like you said, do that helicopter, be that helicopter parent, your kid will always come to you, keep asking you for questions, and they'll never try to figure it out themselves. Like, I can't stand when my son, because he's very smart and he's intelligent.
What about clothes?
And I say, the reason why I say son is because, like I said, I look at this as a father and son relationship. Like I said, yeah, there's certain stuff with Chloe, certain stuff with Ivory, but I speak on the person who's going to take over this podcast next.
It might be Nehemiah out here.
Got a bunch of girls coming.
What about the girls?
The girls going to have a podcast. All the mothers need to get together and create something for the women. I mean, create something for the girls.
Mas and socks.
Mas and bras.
Hey, dog, listen, I was a baby girl. I was highly offended when you said that's what you said.
I clap on Lord right now. Look here. Change name.
But just wait, every week I'm filing to get reported.
Change name.
Report.
Look here. You got
on every platform. Yeah. Report.
That's hilarious.
But I mean, like I said, even with Carl, like one thing that irks me about him is whenever he doesn't use his intelligent mind to think something out, he'll instantly just think, I'm just going to ask my dad because my dad already knows all the answers and I'm just going to be done with it. Yo, you could have done the same thing I just done if you'd have took 2 seconds, 3 seconds, thought about the situation, evaluated it, and then made a decision. You'd have had the same outcome. You might not have done the same exact way I done it, but it would have been the same exact outcome.
So are you let me just ask for forgiveness before I ask for permission kind of parent? You rather just your kids be out here making a whole bunch of decisions or whatnot? Don't worry. If I make a mistake, if I go out the house at 6 o'clock, it's where I make the decision.
I'm going to deal with it. On certain things. I'm going to say on certain things. You can't say that for everything.
You start giving them a little bit of freedom.
There's a leash. There's a leash that I have on that.
Uh-huh.
So at a certain part, yes. But as they get older, okay, look here. When you're a senior in high school, guarantee you this. That door be locked at 8 o'clock. You won't find yourself back in here. Look, 8 o'clock, my doors are locked. If you're not in this house by 8 o'clock, okay.
My mom, she didn't stay. She didn't do that. My mom, she hit me with the ultimate gangster route. In 7th grade, she actually said, Anthony, she said, you go. First of all, I should do it to Isaiah out here. I'm going to wash his laundry.
Go ahead.
She said, in 7th grade, in French, she came to me. She said, you're growing up. You want maturity. She says, you are the oldest. There's more things you want. She says, I think our bedtime normally was 9. I think she said, I can go to bed like 9:30, 9:45. So in my mind, I was like, look, just gotta check.
I'm out here balling.
But she said,
where we going, fellas?
Look, but she said, I'm no longer gonna be washing your clothes or your laundry. Huh? You know how to do the. I said. I heard blah 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 blah. She gonna wash him laundry. Listen, I kid you not. When I say I got to the point, I ran out of underwear. I said, "Hey, mom, you not done laundry yet?" She says, "What are you talking about?" She said, "I told you I'm not doing laundry no more." She said, "For you, you are old enough that you can get your stuff together, wash your clothes. You know what to do with it. Throw it in the dryer.
I'm tired of your streets,
right?" And I was like, "And I thought
tired of putting my hands in these dirty drawers."
Basically.
My kids do their own laundry.
But
now,
so that part blew my mind. So when I was a senior in high school, by the time I got to a senior, she says, "You don't really have a bad time or a time you have to be in this house." Mm. She said, "But I trust you." She said, "Just know, like you said, these doors will lock." Mm-hmm. She said, "But I trust you to make the right decisions and to make sure, because you still got to get up and you better be on that bus because we still have to ride the bus." Look, or you will walk. So same thing. That gave me the responsibility of, I remember my friends, you know, "Hey, hit me up 12, 1 o'clock. Hey, what you trying to do? You trying to link up? Were y'all trying to go out?"
Nope.
No. What? Why? Now, mind you, I didn't have a bedtime. I didn't have a curfew. I did not want to abuse that authority, that power that my mom gave me.
Did you sneak out, though?
No, I didn't have to sneak out.
First of all, that door was too loud anyway.
Bro, listen, first of all, I forgot even about if that. I wanted to, I couldn't really. But yeah, that door was, it had a cowbell on
and
the door.
Your mother's bedroom was right there.
So yeah, that was, so a part of me that was right there. I mean, I had to respect that. But I remember like coming back, or say, I think the wildest I came back was like at 12. She looked at me, she said, "You cutting it for time, ain't you?" I said, "Look, I ain't got a bedtime." She said, "You right. Look, guess it was late for school." Yeah, she said, "Look, why don't you, look, I woke up as I, you know, you can hear that bus pulling off. Look, I'm running downstairs. Why don't you, look," she's sitting up here with coffee, waving at my sister on the bus. I kid you not. She's waving at my sister on the bus. "Bye, sweetie." Wow. And she said, I said, "Bro, why didn't you tell me the bus was here?" She said, "Look, you grown, right? You coming in past 12. You knew what time you had to be up.
Your house, nobody woke you up.
Nobody. That's why."
Look here.
You know how many times Bakari would have went to school if I didn't wake him up? None.
Listen, I was hot.
And Chloe do the same thing. Look, now I know how you feel because I was hot. Because it's different when the oldest. Because Kari, he wakes up first of all, like I said, once again, wakes up at 6 o'clock. Yeah. He'll get his workout on. Uh-huh. Wake up. Look, go back to sleep. Wake back up at 6:30. Get dressed. Brush his teeth. Go in Chloe's room, flick on the light.
Yeah.
Look, wake her up. Let's go. Look, and then be downstairs, ready for the bus. So then, at this point, Chloe made the A B auto roll.
Yeah.
I said, "All right, Chloe." I said, "What'd you want? You always wanted an Alexa. I'm gonna get you an Alexa." Mm. Perfect time to set your alarm clock. Get up in the morning. For that week straight, I still kept seeing Kari get up. The next day, I said, "Kari, I said you don't wake her up." I said she got an alarm clock. She better use it. Shoot. I said, "What you do is you get yourself dressed." Because the thing is, it makes life so much easier when somebody can do it for themselves. When you ain't got, like I said, when I ain't got to tell, look, the fact that I don't have to wake Kari up no more, that makes it so much easier on myself.
Life. Look, Isaiah, how you know how many times Isaiah's knocked on my door? "Daddy, hey, look, it's 7 o'clock. I got to, are you going to take me to school?"
I'm not looking forward to that.
Look, he dressed ready to roll. I love it. Love it.
Oh my God.
But now I'm starting over. I don't know what I was thinking out here.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Matter of fact.
I'm not looking forward to waking up and just taking kids to school.
You do that now.
Take them to school.
You take them to daycare.
I know, but I can still wake up at like 8 o'clock and still be where I got to be on time.
Say too good for the bus?
Yeah, we just get them kids on the bus.
My daughter's not going on a bus right now, so that's what I'm saying, like, with her schedule now.
What, when she gets older?
I don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. like you guys.
But you say you're not ready for that, though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to go through that.
So I'm saying you don't have to go through that because they still going to get on the bus, though.
You don't have a bus?
If we are living where we are now, Zola's school is, like, 2 inches up the road. By kindergarten, she walking.
No, stop.
I'm just playing.
We'll see. Look, he sound good. This also to say the same man said he gonna make sure she gets food.
Didn't ride the bus until we were in middle school.
I rode the bus.
Car riders.
Again, I rode the bus or I had to walk. One of the two.
That's tragic.
And you know what's crazy? I did look it up from like my old house to the high school. It was almost exactly 2 miles. I said I was walking 2 dang miles to get this. I sound like
on
those old heads.
Volition.
I had in our senior year, we had accounting. Ms. Fuller, shout out to Ms. Fuller out there.
Shout out.
Oh, accounting class. I never forget. I walked in that door soaked. It had been raining. I'm talking about, right, look, not like the heavy rain. It's not pouring, but it's just let the heavy drops. So I come in there, look, kick at the door, and Miss Fuller, she said, "Anthony, you late?" I look, this I'm my fault. Shout out Miss Fuller, she was always so sweet to me. Look, but I snapped this day. I said, "I know, as you can tell." Look, she said, "What's the matter?" She said, "Are you wet?" I said, "No, I went swimming this morning. That's why." "Yes, I'm wet."
Wow.
She said, "Why are you wet?" I said, "I had to walk to school this morning." She says, "Why don't you ride the bus?" I said, "Well, I missed the bus." She said, "Did anybody have a car?"
Why are you asking so much questions, huh?
Look, I said, "Listen,
she
I'm sorry.
Worried about you, bitch."
She was. I said, "I don't have any white friends that got cars in here. That's no right. parents gonna get them no car." Look, right, look, I felt. Look, that again. That was on me. I was lashing out of pain and anger and frustration. I was upset. I barely. My biscuit was soggy out there.
Always trying to eat right in front of a computer.
Listen, that's the only time I get it. But shout out to Miss Fuller. I never forget. I won the most outstanding boy of the year that year after our senior class, and she actually wrote that in my letter. Was like every day she said he would show up, rain, sleet, shine, or snow, or in the rain. Every day with his chicken biscuit, even though we don't have chicken biscuits in class.
You like chicken biscuits?
I smacked them chicken biscuits, dog.
With the jelly.
With the jelly.
That was good. I was on a sausage kick. With the jelly.
Steak, chicken.
I had a steak. The only thing I didn't eat was the sausage biscuits. I had the
sausage with the jelly? Oh.
But yeah. Well, you know, hold on. Let me get my 2 cents in.
My bad.
You Fugazi did a lot of talking this episode. So going back to Bakari's original question about do we coddle our kids too much? First thought is, have you ever thought about, like, with all the animals in the animal kingdom, they release their kids as adolescents. Eagles, hey, out of the nest, they be 1 year old, 2 years old. All right, you got to go.
But you got to think.
Any other animal, no other animal raises their young for 18 years until they say, all right, it's time for you to go on your
but
own.
You got, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Humans.
But I mean, like, I'm gonna pass it back to you.
Real quick.
But you got to think. How many years is it was in human years versus dog years? So dog years is how many years in 1 year?
I have no clue. I'll be honest with you.
It's more than just
like
a year.
Six or seven.
Seven.
All right. So it might be the same thing. So they just mature faster.
Our executive producer over there. She said Eagles live forever. It's seven, right, Produce?
Uh huh.
Yeah. Thank you. Santana's out here, executive producer.
Producer. Thank you, producer.
Oh yeah.
But like Eagles,
we leveled
Eagles
up out here
for a long time. Sharks, I don't know how long.
But go ahead though. What you saying? So release them to releasing
these animals. They release their young, super young. Like, hey, I give you the bare basics. I release you to the world. Get it on your own how you need it.
Get it how you live.
What if we were like that and we had to release our kids to nature at 9, 10, 11?
We're crazy. But also,
be crazy.
So
that's
I want to also.
I said that to like, you got to be able to pour into your kids for the time that you have them because you don't know how long you got them.
Preach.
We say 18. But like,
it's really a lifetime, to be honest with you.
It can be, but we say at 18, you're really like, all right, you're officially on your own. That's like, I felt like I was an adult. When my mom dropped me off at Albany State that first time as a freshman.
Ooh, that was crazy.
I was just like, so that's it.
No,
she left.
Something happens.
I was expecting tears. I was expecting all of this. She was like, all right, good luck.
Wait. Mom,
and she drove off. And I was legit on my own for the first time in my whole life.
Terrifying.
Very, very terrifying.
Well,
didn't know what to think.
So I make this a point too. So we all are men of God, and we know what we believe and stand on.
Yeah.
With that being said, you talk about the kids; they release their kids. There, first of all, if we read our Bible in the context it's supposed to be written in, we read it through Western eyes. So I say that because during the time when they wrote it and through the Eastern culture, a lot of that is. They don't really leave, or I don't say leave. It's here in America that you got to be independent, absent a family. You have to make it on your own. But during those cultures, they live like can't really think of the. No, it was another word for it. That's gonna hit me later. Where they live in that a community to where their families, even like with Mary, will kind of stay within each other's houses.
Stay within the house.
Houses and all those things like that.
I know what you're talking about.
So when you read, like even the stuff and something like that seems like invasional, like or private. Yeah. So it's going to be, I was going to give an example, but I don't think I will. I won't share that one. But I'm saying, like, I think if we read our Bible and those things, and nothing about it says, nothing in our words says, be independent, be all that you can be. Why are we fighting so hard for that? Nothing in our word says, God makes it a specific point. He says it countless times, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, we think that, at least with excuse me, I think a little bit of our Western ears of, I always got your back, almost. Mm-hmm. I'll always have your back. He says, no, God, we call him Abba Father. Yeah. Almost like daddy God. He says, that's the most intimate, like daddy. Mm-hmm. That's what you call me. Like, you will always be, there's no fart. He says, I want to bring you into my kingdom, my house. Why would, in all of our culture and all the things that we experience and I wore and went through my life, only thing counteracts that. Again, we're so busy trying to get out of daddy's house rather than come into dad's house. So I think, I think about that in the sense of, if we are believers, we all think about that. And I don't have the answers.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I have to give that food for thought. So why are we so eager to feel like, to push our kids out? Yes, I want them to grow and learn and mature individual and become individuals in their thinking and their logic and their creativity. But I don't know why we have this sense of like, all right, you grow now, get out. Now I also think, it does, give everybody else your question this, and I'll leave it at that, and I'll let y'all answer. When Abraham was called out of he was called out of whose house?
His dad's house.
Why was he 80 years old still living? Like, I don't know if his dad was alive at 80, never said, but he was in his dad's camp or in some type of provision from his father. It made it, the word was made very clear. Why was he 80 years old living at his dad's house?
Was he not? He wasn't married, was he?
No, yes, he was.
Sarai?
Yeah.
Abram, Sarai?
Why was he 80 years old living there? If we're supposed to be all you can be. And now, mind you, eventually he did have to go out and had to get on. He had to find something on his own.
But who's to say that he was actually, he might just been, just as an Abraham, had a big camp.
Yeah.
True that.
Or he might have just been, he might not actually been in his father's house. Because you got to think, Abraham, what? Had plenty of stuff. Abraham was not without.
He eventually plenty of stuff.
No, even when he left, Abraham was never without.
I would think he had 80 years worth of stuff. He was 80 years old. I would assume he had some stuff to take with him.
Okay, in our time, 80 years old is a lot.
I mean, it's still 80.
In that time, 80 years old was like was probably like the 50, 30 or 50. Because you got to think, people living to hundreds, 300s.
That was in the early Testament. But I mean, even
that was the early Testament.
Moses was like 120. But I think they're also, their eating habits compared to what they ate, compared to what we have now, is completely different. And I do believe that could be a model of what we could be maybe supposed to eat and kind of eat by, or try to. I believe that could have made a difference. Now, I ain't going to lie to you, I do love that double burger out here. But do I really believe that that's going to help me and push me to live longer? Mm-mm. No. Why do you think? I don't think when you see like, I would argue, say a lot of like Middle Eastern people, Indian people, or even Chinese people, they look, it's crazy how they can be 90 years old and still look like they're in their 60s.
We got the same thing. You know, black don't crack out
unless you smoke it. Then you ate your dog ears out there. Black don't crack until you smoke it.
Deliciously.
But I'm saying, like,
it's quicker than a worm.
Again, I don't have all the answers. I just want to give that to like a thought about that. Like, why are we so eager to honestly push our kids out? But again, do I want my son at 44 living in his house? Absolutely not.
But I think it's different when you compare spiritual, and if we're talking to spiritual people, I think it's different when you compare spiritual to physical. Because spiritual, you're telling your kids never to leave the father's house. Physically, as they get older, yes, you're starting to mature. You have to learn to make it out in this world because you can't keep having daddy's hand throughout life. Because if you keep holding my hand throughout life, daddy's not going to always be here. So the moment I die, you're going to break. So therefore, like, even now when you said that, it challenged me to be a better father. And when I'm going to say it challenged me to be a better father, we have to just stop trying to prepare our kids for the 18. Them for tomorrow. Because you never know what's going to attack them tomorrow.
That is
so if you're not preparing them for tomorrow, then you're already setting them up for failure when they turn 18.
So mentally, I'm glad you said that, because honestly, if I'm being wholeheartedly honest, when I think of like Isaiah quote Green growing and making, I think of college age. Like, once he gets out of age, I pretty much have done my job and I don't have anything else to do. But like I said, if I'm not doing my job as your, like I said, that made me think about something. I have to prepare him for tomorrow.
That's it.
Not when he gets to this particular point.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to have to go back in the toolage out here.
Ooh, yeah.
We got to do it.
Add it in.
Yeah.
But to take it all the way back to Bakari's original question.
Yeah.
When we were talking about do you let your kids make your own decisions or whatnot? You also got to think that your kids are only in your presence for how many hours throughout the day? They're making so many decisions on their own while they're at school outside of your help.
True.
So when they are in your presence for the hour or two in the morning or the 4 or 5 hours when they get home, you need to be as present as possible. Just like
facts,
with me.
Facts.
When it came to school where you look at my old report cards. Ooh, there was a lot of Fs.
D's.
A lot of D's.
D's. A lot of fathers, you know, being called out here.
But just like what Evan was talking about, how do you love and how do you reach out to your kid? It wasn't until I received the proper motivation from my mother. She said, you know what, Shaka, because Bacaro attests to it. There was one point my mom was about to threaten to send me down to Florida with my daddy.
Dang, Shaka,
she said that, I was jealous because I want to go to Florida.
You could have had my state.
let me go.
She told me that she was going to send me away to a military school all because my grades.
Not military, mama.
You would have thought that I was out here being a juvenile delinquent.
Which one you got?
Straight up. Is that the MRE?
Yeah. So hey, before we go,
I was about to be about that life.
I was actually say before we go, speaking of military school, Shaka, first and foremost, that's heartbreaking.
You brought me to St. John's. I was a good kid.
That's what, apparently not.
Just my grade. But like until my mom said, you know what, Shaka? It was the positive reinforcement of, if you ever make honor roll, I will buy you it, because she knew that I was into these fossil watches, and that was the only thing I wanted in life. Just like
I remember you got that fossil watch too.
I did. So when I first made honor roll in eighth grade, first time ever. Before that, D's, F's. If I bought home a C on a report card, that was an A-plus to me. So when I finally made the honor roll and I held my mama to that, you owe me that watch.
And we got it.
That is when I started taking more advanced classes. That is when I started to see the worth in myself, because I told myself that I could do it.
So what happened?
And that was because my mom kept pouring into me. And all the extra help
so
that
positive
she
affirmation
me,
does work, people.
Positive
you,
affirmation
yes.
works a lot, but it was my mom's persistence and staying on top of me. Because,
but did she help you with your homework?
She did. We, you know, that's almost that stupid white round table with the little box TV. That, you remember? Let me take you back. Let me set the scene. You know how many times I got yelled at, stuff thrown at me?
What?
For just like when we see the memes. What? 2 plus 2 is what? 4.
A banana.
So 3 plus 2 is what? I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
One math problem stuck with me. And first, I wasn't even doing multiplications.
Uh-huh.
My mom could ask, Shaka did not know for the life of him what 9 times 9 was. I knew that. I said, look, every time she asked Carl, look, Shaka, what's 9 times 9? Look, that's 81, Ma.
Shut up.
That's 81. I know. I remember the Ma. Look.
Look, you wasn't even doing it.
But the thing is, look, I know we talked about last podcast talking about enemies. Look, my mom said that she was going to send Shaka off. I was low-key smiling in the background.
I leave a card like this. My.
Send him
off, mama.
Look here.
Oh, my God. That was about to be tragic. But just letting your kids make certain decisions by themselves is good. But if you have parents, I won't ever identify my mom as a helicopter mom, but she was an ever presence in our life enough that whenever we did need help, she would offer it. And even before we had to ask for it, she was always there because she just wanted to see her kids succeed. So it was all about a point of always being there. Because she knew that when we were at school, we were on our own. We can do whatever. We can leave school, do whatever we want, hang out with the wrong crowd. That sometimes we chose not to, but we make enough decisions on our own when we're away from our parents that when we are finally in their presence, that's that one-on-one time that you really need with them.
And I think, just to, you know, finish this up.
That's a word right there.
Let that be a key thing, because I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because once again, it's two different perspectives.
100%.
What worked for you didn't work for me.
Absolutely.
So when my mom tried to do for you, seeing it was successful, mm-hmm. it didn't work for me. It didn't become successful.
So we ain't got time to try to adapt the new her ideas. We ain't got time to be trying to adapt the new philosophies.
But see, that's
out here.
That's the thing. That's the thing about a single parent, mm-hmm. is that they don't have time to adapt.
True.
To multiple kids, you have to sit there and take that one. You have to take that one successful thing, and you have to try to force and apply it to each and every one of them. And it might not work. And that's the hard thing about. That's why I can't never discredit my mom, you know, for all the work that she's done.
Yeah.
Because she had to do what she had to do. But at the same time, what motivated Shaka discouraged me.
Yeah.
And therefore, it kind of took me on a different path. But like I said, as a single parent, she had to do what she had to do.
I think I tried to use that same logic of with my son Isaiah. Yeah. I think I said this before a few episodes ago, that same for his grades. Again, son, this is on you. Whether you do it or not, not to say that I'm not here. If you want to help, we're here to help him.
Yeah.
However, I'd let him know the motive. Your motivation is, he said he wants a PC, like one of those PC computers.
Ooh.
And those
a game computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told him, if you wouldn't, I said, if you can make AB on the roll for the rest of the year from here on out, then that's what you have.
Yeah.
So those are your expectations. I said, son, I said, not a C. I said, A and B on a roll. I'm not even going to be like straight, you know, B's count, straight B's count too. I said, however, if you don't get it, know that was on you, not on me. You made the decision. He even, look, he came to me a couple weeks.
PC when, is?
Bro, I know how much it is. And I want to see
what PC stand for. Plenty of cash.
Plenty of cash.
I hope you got it.
It ain't tricky if you got it.
I hope
it,
you got it.
Nah,
y'all might be building that.
A plethora.
That's what I thought about actually. Like if he if he's really thriving in it, and you know, for the most part, he has been. Actually, I've been coming home because usually he gets about 10 minutes home before me.
Yeah.
When I get off work, and he usually he's at the table by himself doing his homework.
Hey, go ahead, Isaiah.
Right. No. No, mine is a different story. He has after school. He can do it after school too, but it's nowhere here or there. Long he's doing.
I was there that day.
Look, he was.
I was on the phone.
Yeah, I said, bro, why are you bringing this home if you have after school? Well, I don't know.
You said MRE though. MRE.
Oh yeah, sorry. But yeah, I'm just saying that's my motivation that I got for my son. Pray for him as he completes it. Pray for the increase if he does do it super in my pockets out here, Lord.
You, listen, because Isaiah is reaching an age that you're not going to be able to help him out with his homework.
Oh, I'm borderline at the point now.
Right now, see exactly. You got about
as me and Santana had to look up. Me and Santana had to look up formulas the other night, or a couple months ago, about stuff he was doing. I said.
Yeah.
Daddy, what's this? Nonsense?
That's where you get hot.
You wasn't paying attention in class?
Right, so you weren't paying attention to class.
No, so you mean they just gave you this and y'all didn't go over this in class, right?
Well, all right, great.
No, so y'all didn't go over this in class?
You see
nope. So why would she give you homework if y'all didn't go over it in class? Then tell me that. See, that's why I go through.
Well, mainly his class that he has with, he's in advanced. And also, to put it in perspective, he also has advanced classes too. So
yeah, it's a little bit harder.
Yeah, I told him, I said the workload is a little bit more, it's more strenuous, son. I said, but you have to be willing to maintain that. So again, he's making, like I said, he's in advanced English and in advanced math right now.
Yeah, that's tough. But I think that as an added motivation, if you have kids out there in elementary school or middle school that are just not making it, you can look to us as motivation. I went behind and I put one of my old elementary report cards right behind my college diploma that was more F's and D's than I had A's and B's in that for a whole year. And at the bottom of it, it almost said that Shaka may have to repeat this grade because I just wasn't that good of a student. And
I put
that report card behind my college diploma just to
preacher.
Tell myself, you know what? Hey, it is possible.
It is so much possible. Yes, praise God. So Shaka was a genius of our group. I'll tell you right now because I got my diploma. Praise
God.
It's sitting right there, Bear. Right. But I'm just saying, listen, I cried. I shed some real tears, rage, kicked a lot of books and papers.
Look here, and I'm going back to get my.
Bakari about to get his out here.
You know, so like it's never too late.
It's never too late out here.
You know what I'm saying? They trying to put me on a school bus with the space for the wheelchair. I'm trying to get the car with the chromey wheels here.
Oh,
they're
my
trying
goodness.
Trying to cut my lights out like we don't live here.
So you said, MREs?
MREs. So Shaka mentioned about going to military school. Yeah. So my girlfriend, Staff Sergeant Santiago.
Where's the hand? Just hold your hand up. You should catch it.
Yeah. So she decided that she wants to bring us some of her her MREs. What
are you on? Come on.
Staff Sergeant.
Come on over here.
Report for duty.
Oh, you going to bring her on?
Yeah. Staff Sergeant. We'll need you to bring it. No, I don't want you to throw it. We need to bring you over here. Now, she won't be on camera. Come on.
Come on over here.
I missed it. I dropped it. I need you to pick it up for me.
Wow.
So she bought us her meal. What does it stand for again, Maurice? Meal ready to eat.
Yeah.
So these are, oh my gosh. Basically,
it's tough.
I just want the dessert.
No, crunch. What was that? As you can see, she shot those stuff in there, here. So I told her she brought these down.
You know what? Come on. I can
beef tacos.
Oh, you got that. Nah, I got.
Oh, I got that brisket.
How you get brisket?
Oh, you got brisket?
I got beef stew. What? Beef stew?
Don't worry about it. I keep you taco. Don't worry about it.
Old beef stew?
Basically, these
stays. How long these been here?
As you can, hey, show these up to the camera. These are, again, her military packs that she, when she goes on drill and all that fun stuff, she always tells me about they have to eat these trash meals.
This is the same food they had on Xenon.
Meatballs.
And, oh, yeah. It's that space food. So
that Xenon food.
It don't go back.
You know, just remind me of
what? Sploosh.
Sploosh.
From Holes.
Oh, yeah.
But nah, so I told her that we would actually try these on camera live for the Pops and Socks people.
Yeah, and we didn't talk about this beforehand.
No, we did not.
I had Texas Roadhouse.
I got you, though.
You're going to get that beef stew.
I got
you gonna get player. Are you gonna get that brisket
seasoned?
I got the meatballs though.
Oh, wow. How you giving the meatballs? Oh my gosh!
You gotta be a marine to open this though.
Hey, give us a minute, y'all.
You gotta be a marine out here.
Anthony done got shot up trying to eat.
His yeah,
he waiting too long to eat.
Hey, John.
Anthony, you go, player. You gotta be able to eat.
All right,
the meal's ready to eat, player.
This is
got 5 minutes.
They sit down and we eat these.
Dunskies.
All right, we need a knife. Don't please, Santino, to bring us the knife. Do not throw us.
Nah, throw the knife.
She's gonna smart throw it move. Too. So, question: